Hi, I'm Hermina Shabazz, voice of Black Star on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. When you listen to the voice of Black Star, you'll be informed about events and opportunities in our community. Join our social media group page on Facebook and search Black Star Political Party, where you can post ideas, events happening in your area, and share your thoughts about current Black issues. Click the Join Now button and begin engaging in productive conversation on social media. Looking for another way to advertise your business or to start advertising? Email me at resurrectionapparel@gmail.com. Again, resurrectionapparel77@gmail.com. You got skin, I got skin. So let's love the skin we're in with absolutely fabulous Shea Soufflé. 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection. Visit and shop our website, afshea.com, and or shop your local beauty supply store. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And on Instagram, we're SheaQueen77. Been thinking to start your own business with the no overhead? You control your time? Well, Absolutely Fabulous has openings for wholesale distribution. Absolutely Fabulous Shea Soufflé has changed the face of Shea in its 7 years of moisturizing skin bliss. To start your business now, email afshabutter@gmail.com for more info.
Hello and welcome back. So let's get started. Let's go ahead and dive right into the conversation. You know, why is Israel being so tormented and have been for thousands of years? And yes, I said thousands because this goes back to the very beginning. It goes back to when the Most High claimed Israel as his people. It goes back to even before that, even Abraham. It goes back before Abraham as well to the forefathers. It goes back to Noah. But that's a whole other story. But we're just going to sit here and we're going to talk about, you know, the importance of, you know, what's going on today and why are we, you know, the way we are and where we are and why we continue to get pushed down and beat down by the nations around us. Everybody's getting in. Everybody's having a grand old time off the backs of us. And even the people, you know, you have your your new people coming in from different countries and stuff like that, and they're getting things done. They're getting billions of dollars for their stuff, millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, there was something posted, I saw posted on Facebook that was talking about how, you know, the Chinese people, their Asian people are getting $1.4 million just because for crimes against them that they're saying that they're being harassed. And we've been talking about crime bills for us forever. We're talking about reparations for us forever. And they can come in just like that and get, you know, get them some money, dollars in, just like that. So let you know that this is something more systematic and deeper going on, because how can people from the outside come in and just be living it up, you know, off the backs of the laws that they claim they have written to include so-called Black or African Americans? But I'm about to sit here and explain to you right now as far as why nothing seems to be working out. Why we can't seem to get ahead? Why can't we just move along? You know, why can't we get our reparations? You know, why won't they just let us live? But I'm going to tell you why they won't let us live. And here's why. I'm going to go ahead and give this to you. I'm going to come at you from Deuteronomy. We've got to go to the good book, the Word. The Most High is going to tell us why. Because, you know, we've forgotten. Over the years, we kind of fell short, shy of who we were and what, you know, and how important our role was on this earth. So I'm right now going to give you a good on the blessings. Let's talk about the blessings the Most High said. He said, if we follow him, that blessed we would be. So I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Chapter 28. And chapter 28 is very highly important verse. This whole chapter, not just a verse, the whole chapter says a lot. And it tells the curses, even future curses, okay? It gives us our future curses. And so pretty much let's start. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. All nations of the earth. Okay? And see, once I finish reading this, you're going to see why you can't just tick off the creator of all things, because he has the power to do as he will and as he wishes, regardless of the powers that's below him and those angels that fail and all that stuff. They have limited power. They have very limited power and so forth. They only can do what he says. So imagine being a people of the person of the present, of the person of the Godhead of everything on this earth. But let me give you some of the blessings. It says, bless shall thou be in a city, and bless shall thou be in a field. Bless shall thou be the fruit of thy body, meaning you be able to have some babies, and we'll be having some nice families, and you grow up and have all these beautiful children and things like that. Of course, he want his seed to be fruitful. He want his people to be fruitful, you know, of all of the whole earth. I mean, we are his chosen out of all the peoples on the earth. So, yes, he definitely would want that. And it says, blessed shall be your flocks and stuff like that. So I've got men who were farmers. You know, our family, we have our black farmers out there, you know, and they're struggling right now in this madness, as you can see. They're struggling right now. But, yeah, I'm going to keep going. Let me keep going real quick. I'm going to jump down because it's a lot. It's a lot in this chapter. But it says, blessed shall thou be with thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. So that means we going back and forth, moving by the earth, we'll be blessed and plentiful, okay? And also, this right here, now this is what I want you to really listen to, because if we are the people, we are, I mean, that means that we're going to be here, that means we get the laws and the things that he does, so that means we're arms of his, you know what I'm saying? We have to represent him here on this earth and so forth. But anyway, let me read this to you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I'm going to read verse 10. I'm just going to jump right to this one. And it says, and all people of the earth, no, I'm going to go up to verse 9. Excuse me, I'm going to do verse 9. It says, the Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Can you hear that? People will be afraid of you. People will be afraid of you. Wow. See, that's respect. Very much respect.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation. We've got the sports team. And our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
And so let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. And it said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hands. You've seen your kids get slaughtered, but you know, as we know, for slavery, and this is even beforehand, even before the slavery to the North Americas and all from the West African slave trade going on, there was the southern part too, and the eastern slave trade of our people coming off the continent of Africa. You know, so they were sold off as well. But I'm speaking on the ones for us that are in America, in the U.S., and deal with the West Coast African slave trade. You know, there's no might in our hands. Our kids were sold off, and you literally, your babies were sold off right before your eyes, you know. And that's, wow, and there's nothing you can do. Can you imagine seeing your kid just being ripped from you, and you can't do nothing about it? That happened to us. Happened to us for a long time, and it happened to us now, but it's done in a different way. You know, you have so-called, you know, welfare services come in and get your kids, and they get their way in, pretty much, especially if you're in the system, and you're dependent on them. But that's a whole other story. But the point is, you know, you had no might in your hand. Verse 30, and then let's go down to verse 36. It says, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shall thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Okay, so this verse right here, there's kind of a two thing going on right here. The first one is that the Egyptian slavery. You know, and our kings and everybody went into slavery, even our leader went into slavery and everything. and had to serve. And then, and of course, we were serving other gods. And slavery, and not only mean slavery meant too, not only in the physical sense, but also in the mental sense, because now we're being ruled by non-existent beings, ruled by a non-people. You know, we went from being ruled and governed by the most powerful being in the world to nobodies, in other words. And how I say that this verse has a twofold. Our leaders today sold us out. They sold us out. And you can see that by the representation, that how we're getting represented today, where nothing is happening. Nothing is moving forward. The only things moving forward is for those outside who get to ride on the backs of of the laws that were so-called made for us. You know, the immigrants get to come in and they get to live off of by being colored people and stuff like that. Because when you start doing color and changing words, it kind of takes away from being black, because color can be a light-skinned person. It can be Asians, because they have some tone to themselves. Anybody that's non-white. So you get Hispanics, and that's what it was a lot of the times with Hispanics. And we're not, you know, and I have nothing against Hispanics, but their plight was not like our plight. They have nothing to do with the so-called African-American black plight, you know, and what we deserve, because we built this country. They didn't even build this country. We built this country. We set this whole thing up with our sweat and tears and blood. But anyway, I digress on that. But like I said, they say we serve wood and stone, and today we do that. We serve wood and stone. Like I said, the crystals, the amulets and stuff like that, and, of course, the cobblestone, you know, for the Mecca, and then the cross. You know, everybody loves that cross. And those things have nothing to do with the Most High Power, absolutely nothing. Okay? And then, of course, let's go to chapter 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hearken not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee this day. He commanded thee, and these shall be, they shall be a sign. They shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. So the little curses, but the curses that were in this book, in the Bible, Deuteronomy, in this chapter, these curses were not, you know what I'm saying, they will be a sign forever. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be a mark that we walk around with. And the mark is your child, our next on throats. No justice. You see that right now, no justice. We went from the physical chattel slavery to mental slavery. Now we're mental slaves.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
So yes, let's read that scripture one more again. Deuteronomy 28, verse 9. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. This right there, especially verse 10, where it says, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Why would the Most High have to say that? Why would he tell, we're talking about the Bible. This book that has been around for generations, on top of generations, and it's considered the word the Lord's word, the Most High's word, and who are also coming to know that not only is Israel is a name, but also Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yah. But that's another thing, you know, we're not going to get carried away with words and stuff like that. We do speak English, so I'm going to keep it simple for those of us that still speak the language. But for the most part, we are Israel, and he made us a chosen people to himself. And yet, therefore, but we did some things against him. We turned our backs on the Most High. We turned away from his statutes. We, you know, and the statutes and the commandments are the dietary laws and the diverous laws that he gave us. They say 316, and everybody claims you can't keep them. But if you follow the 10 that he give you, that would definitely put you right on the path with the Most High, you know. And if you follow those 10, you should be straight, you know. And even the dietary law, I know it's hard to keep it to the perfection because of the foods that we're getting nowadays, if it's food, you know. I mean, it's coming like the days of Noah. And he did say that as days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Lord, so shall the coming of man be. So we know that the Most High is coming back. Once it gets to the point where it's like crazy, and it's getting to that point, you know, technology, people, you know, you're starting to get to the point where people start putting things in their bodies and chips where they can pay with just a touch of their hand and all that kind of stuff. So things are changing. And we don't know, and thing is about the days of Noah, we think that the days of Noah are like old, you know, everybody walking around with cardboard shoes and, you know, stuff like that, or walking around kind of half naked and stuff. And, you know, they have their garments, but there were some technologies and things going on even in Noah's day. In Noah's day. And the Most High, it got to the point where it got so bad that he had to do something about it. But now he came back. And once he came back with the earth, you know, brought Noah and his sons and their wives, and, you know, and they had their kids, and he repopulated the earth and everything and did his thing. The Most High said, okay, he's going to choose a people out of this group. He's going to choose a people. And he did, from the line of Shem. And therefore, you know, we're Shemitic. And anyway, to make a long story short, because I'm about to go on a little tangent here, but you know, he made us as unto himself, you know, and that's why. So you know what? When you hear when it says the Lord and they shall be afraid of you, these people, these beings know who we are. They know what we are, and they know who backs us. And so, in order to keep us away from that energy and that power, they cause us to stumble and sin, and we cause ourselves to stumble and sin because we choose not to listen and follow the Most High's word. We're not searching in our hearts. So there's this, your conscience is there, and that conscience is what the Most High's word is telling you to stop, slow down, think about what you're doing. But we haven't listened to that. We haven't hearkened to that. We disobey. We worship other things. Like right now, we have our people harvesting stones and rocks and, you know, crystals, the crystal worship and the sage worship. We're just doing everything but calling on the name of Yahuwah. You know, calling on our God of Israel, calling on Israel, calling on him saying, hey, you know, help us, Holy God, we failed you, failed miserably, you know, and please, we ask for forgiveness. And then we cleanse ourselves. Well, I'm going ahead of myself, but the reason why I said this scripture, verse 10, so much is because this is why white officers always say they are afraid when they shoot us down or shoot our kids down, shoot our sons down. This is why they say they're afraid, because and then we ask, like, there was one guy who got shot. He don't know why he shot him. No, I remember there was a time back when there was this incident where this workers were helping, he was in the health field or whatever, and he was helping this one mentally ill kid. He was trying to get him back into the facility or whatever, and the cops came out, and they got crazy with him, thinking they shot the black guy. Yet he was the worker who was trying to help get the person back, and then when they asked the cop, why did you shoot? He couldn't tell why. He didn't know why. Because, you know, but here's the thing. We know why, because we know that there's a deep-seated fear that they don't even understand. And that's why they need this word, too. Everybody's going to get this word. Everybody's going to get this understanding of who the Most High is in this time. It's time for him to expose himself. Now, he's coming out, and he's putting no punches in there for us. And so, and us, and we the people, going to put it out. You know, his chosen seed are going to put it out. Those that are coming around to the awakening and understanding what's going on, coming out of the illusion, coming out of the fog, you know, and then we come back to our real selves.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today, chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
So yes, we're mental slaves. We don't need the shackles anymore. We don't have to be told to do things that slaves do, or to think the way slaves are supposed to think. You know, we worship the people. We worship white people to a certain extent, and we do. We worship our oppressors, should I say. We worship them. We don't think we can have anything above them. But we think we do, but we tend to not do the things that require change in that thought process to get the ball moving for us to be able to do better things, you know, because our existence right now is pretty much predicated on the fact that we're not listening to our power. Our power is reaching out to us now. He's pressing us to wake up, come back, you know, and come back to him and realize who we are and what needs to be done. But, you know, but again, I'm going to read verse 46 again. It says, "And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever." So all these curses going to be upon our people forever. You know, and that forever mean pretty much forever, as long as we're living, as long as we keep breathing, because he didn't completely wipe us out. He could have completely wiped us out. He could have did like he did the day of Noah, just wiped everything out and just started completely over, but he didn't do that. But there are a lot of us out here that are suffering these curses, you know, and that's for a sign. And the sign to let us know that, look, this is what's happening. This is what's going to happen to you if you don't get yourself together and you don't get your mind right. And come out of the delusions. Come out of the world. It's time for us to start coming out of the world, and that's why the Most High is putting this pressure on us right now, and that's why things are happening when they happen. And let's read chapter 28, verse 47. And this will be our last verse, but then, you know, we're going to kind of wrap it up and kind of give a little ending on it. But because, and then here, it's 47, because thou serve not the Lord thy God with joyness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, because you haven't done it. I mean, oh, so I guess I should have read that together. I'm sorry. So let's go back. Let me read it, 46 and 47 together. And they shall be a sign upon thee for, let's start over from the beginning. Chapter 28, verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because thou hast hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou serve not the Lord thy God with joyness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Okay, because the Most High told us he give us everything. He gave us the world. He gave us the promised land. Okay? He gave us land that he promised us of the Canaanites, and that's over in the continent of Africa. He gave us land that he promised us. And it's time for us to receive. It's time to collect. And that means that it's time to change, time to go back, reverse, and get back with our power. Because it's important right now. We're not going to find relief from Biden. We're not going to find relief from Trump. We're not going to find relief from any man of flesh on this planet, okay? We're not going to find it. It's not here. They're doing their job. Their job was to oppress and to be a yoke of iron on our necks until we got ourselves right. And so until we get our minds and stuff right, we can't depend on men. Until we come together and realize what's going on, come to the spiritual boundaries of everything. Because what we battle is not really physical. It's spiritual. The things that happening to us are spiritual, and they're manifesting themselves, of course, in the physical. So we have to get our spiritual minds right and we get our presence right and connect, get back connected with our power so we can make it through these times, because there's terrible times coming, and it's called Jacob's trouble. So Jacob's troubles is definitely on the way. We've been having them for a while, if you ask me. I believe we've been having them for a while, but they're intensifying. Jacob's troubles are intensifying. So we have to intensify ourselves and connect ourselves to our power in the Most High. So family, so please take care of yourselves. You know, and it's time for prayer. It's time to really get into the scriptures. It's time to embrace your heritage, you know, and worry about ourselves. Worry about our people. Everybody else, trust me, it's going to be fine. It's us who needs this awakening. It's us who's supposed to be having this awakening. It's us who's supposed to be there. So we need to get it together and focus on ourselves so that we can get through this thing together and see, you know, and then when the new time comes, we're going to be there. Again, follow me on, I'm also on Facebook as well, under Hermina Shabazz. This is Hermina Shabazz. I'm on Facebook and I post several things. I post a lot of stuff all the time. I'm constantly talking about the Most High and what he wants his people to do, you know. So I guess I'm the messenger out there to push it, regardless of what people say and feel and think, you know, about it. A truth is truth. But again, folks, stay prayed up, blessed, and peace and blessings to you all.